Walker.
Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour now. Plenty of time still for your call, though I recommend making it sooner rather than later at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
Hey, don't forget, you can, of course, join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. Submit content to it. The front page of the website was created by listeners like you. The content there, that which you see as you scroll down with the numbers next to them, the votes, those are votes. You can vote up, you can vote down, whether you like or dislike something. And in addition to that, you can submit your own content right there to the front page of the site. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy and get interactive. It's all for free. That's freetalklive.com. Johnson, we were talking about Bitcoin in the last hour. I know that you had another Bitcoin-related story, since we're on the topic, which I also plugged into my show prep tonight, about Overstock's CEO announcing they're going to accept Bitcoin.
Yep. But before we get into that, I really want to talk about, because we were talking about them shutting down things like, shutting down Cascatius Bitcoin.
The physical Bitcoin.
The government's getting involved. And really what I want to see, I can't wait for someone like Ben Bernanke or, you know, one of these FinCEN guys to get up and be like, we need to shut down Dogecoin. This Dogecoin is a... It's just a scourge. It's so very threat.
All right, so you've got to let people in on the joke, Johnson. What
yes.
is this?
Well, it started out as a joke.
It's not really a joke.
Now, it's not really a joke. But essentially, it was a currency that was founded based on a meme. And this is a new meme. It's a relatively new meme called Doge. And if you've... Most people, I think, at this point, if you are internet savvy at all, you've probably heard of a lolcat.
Okay.
So lolcat, you know, and lolcats have their own kind of grammatical structure to them. You know, you see a lot of lolcats with text on them, and they have their own grammatical structure, which is, you know, like, I'm in your internets, stealing your bandwidth, you know, like, and it's...
Has cheeseburger.
Right, I can has cheeseburger. Exactly. So they have their own sort of grammar to them. Well, a new meme has popped up.
And there are thousands of memes.
Tens of thousands easily. So
how would you define a meme? Something that spreads relatively quickly, virally on the internet?
Right. It's a word originally coined by Richard Dawkins to be, essentially, it's like a mind virus. It's just the way ideas propagate.
Okay.
So Doge is a meme which, at its most basic, consists of a picture of an adorable Shiba Inu dog photoshopped onto a scene and then surrounded by a cloud of multicolored words and phrases. The words are supposed to be the dog's internal monologue, and the dog is astonished, it seems, by the very fact that it is having an internal monologue. Dogs aren't supposed to have monologues, see? The text consists of short, ungrammatical exclamations of surprise about the situation the dog is in, and of which it finds itself suddenly unnaturally aware. So, like a good meme, the text adheres to an easy-to-follow formula, which starts with, wow, and then continues with something like, such X, and many X, or so X, where X is the words that relate to the background image. So, the example that he's showing is of a Shiba Inu, and he's got a suit jacket on and a bow tie. And so, the word cloud around the dog is, wow, many suit. Very design, such dapper, so style, bow tie.
All right. How does this turn into a Bitcoin knockoff?
Well, apparently two guys decided to just make it as a joke and just start their own altcoin. You know, I don't know how much you talk about altcoins. You know, there's stuff like Litecoin and Purecoin.
Right. Essentially, they're forks of the Bitcoin code. They've taken the Bitcoin code, which is, of course, public, and then they have modified it in some way, and then they've released it as their own coin. And there are literally 100 of these things, and maybe even more than that. There are at least several dozen of them out there, and some are worth more than others.
Right. And so what they did is they made their own altcoin. You know, they created their own currency just as a joke to be used at some company. You know, like, you're like, we're going to have Dogecoin, you know, and just base it on an internet meme.
Mm-hmm.
And it's exploded in value. It's gone up. I mean, I guess.
And went back
and
down.
And went back down. But I guess at one point it was worth $450. So it was almost at parity with regular Bitcoin at one point, and then now it's worth, or at least as of the 15th, according to this article that I have, it was at $0.0002. So
feel bad for anybody that bought it $450.
Yeah. But you know, I can't wait to.
The sky's the limit, boys.
I want. Well, I mean, the idea, it makes sense. A currency, an internet currency based off of an internet meme. I mean, it's a pretty good pairing, and it's a marketing agency that made that pairing.
Okay.
So, who knows? I think it's really interesting.
Have you bought any, Johnson?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I mean, I just kind of heard about
that. Good idea, then.
No, I'm talking about it right away. I may buy some.
When did you find out about it?
Especially if they're 0.002 yesterday.
Okay.
So, I mean. Yeah, I mean, I just found out about it, and I thought it was hilarious. And
you know, these altcoins, there's so many of them out there.
Sure, but at 0.0002 cents, I mean, why not buy a few? You know,
if you've got the money, then, yeah, if you just want to play speculation, then it's a fun little game to play.
Sure.
But ultimately, you're going to win on some, you're going to lose on some others. I tried this earlier this year with some of the altcoins, and I went and I bought some, and then recently
That's
sold.
Going to be a bunch of people crying if Dogecoin replaces Litecoin.
You never know
so
what's going to happen.
Currency. Then wow.
That could happen, Johnson, right. Because the Litecoin just happens to be kind of the second into the marketplace. And
I think the rule for Dogecoin is the only way you can explain it is in Doge speak.
Which wouldn't work
so
very well on the air. Wouldn't work very well. But you know, with these altcoins, you have to be careful because there's so many of them out there. They can go any which way. I mean, Bitcoin could go to zero tomorrow too. But the reason why Bitcoin's probably not going to go to zero is because it's useful.
Right.
There are websites that accept Bitcoin, and there really aren't that many websites.
Sure,
that accept
but if I were
altcoins.
To channel Peter Schiff right now, I'd be like, well, all the altcoins are equally useful. What's to say one isn't going to?
No, they're not equally useful because if a website doesn't accept it, it's not use. It's
what
not as useful.
Start accepting them.
They could. That's right. And Free Talk Live does accept Litecoins. You can go to our Bitcoin page at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. We
have
somebody
set up a wallet and donated Dogecoin to you. Are you going to turn it down?
Yeah, I'm probably not going to waste my time with it, really. Because the thing with the altcoins is, you know, if you want to have control over your money in this cryptocurrency world, you have to have control over the wallet. So, for instance, when I had DevCoin, I had PPCoin, I had Namecoin as well. But I wasn't running clients for all of those. I wasn't running the official software for those things. I was just using a trading service, you know, BTCe or Vercurex, one of these online.
Me Chinese, me play joke, me put PP coin in your wallet.
You see, I don't even know what made PP coin different from other coins. It was just one of those altcoins, and I bought it for whatever arbitrary reason, and it sounded good. All right, here you go. It's cheap. It was like 0.00015 or something like that. I actually lost on the PP coin, I think, and I did okay. No, wait, I lost on the name coin, and I actually made a little bit on the PP coin, but ultimately I couldn't tell you if I made money on the whole thing or not.
PP coin is now called PureCoin, right? That's kind of what it's translated into. It's kind of a good-looking website.
Great, but nobody takes them.
Right.
So it's all
so far.
It's straight-up speculation. Now, the thing where Litecoin kind of made a splash was when Atlantis opened up, which was the competitor to the Silk Road, this online black market, drug market kind of place. Atlantis opened up announcing very publicly that they would accept Litecoin and Bitcoin. So for a little while there, Litecoin had that going for it. And Litecoin doesn't have much else going for it besides the fact that it kind of made the next biggest impression besides Bitcoin. But Bitcoin's accepted all over the place. It's accepted by all kinds of businesses internationally. So the idea that any one of these other currencies is going to somehow supplant or replace Bitcoin is just based on pure fantasy.
Because the important thing about these currencies is, you know, to add value is who is accepting them.
Correct.
And so if we're going to talk about
who's accepting
Bitcoin. Dogecoin. Well, I can tell you who's accepting Bitcoin now, and that's Overstock.com.
That's pretty exciting. That's a site that's been around for a long time,
yeah,
too.
It's a big site.
And I feel like we've talked to the owner of that site previously.
Really?
He is a libertarian, if I'm recalling correctly. We'll come back with more here in moments, which, of course, when you find out what he's doing, won't surprise you that he's a libertarian. 855-450-FREE. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology. Special green tea extract and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control here, toll-free at 855-453. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can also join us on Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm. You will need to send a contact request to us on Skype. you'll be accepted, and then at that point it'll be easy for you to get on via Skype, which sounds a lot better usually than just being on the phones. But our phone number is 855-450-FREE. And another great liberty-oriented show is the School Sucks Project. It's a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, history, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. SchoolSucksProject.com is where you can go to check out their Logic Saves Lives podcast series, sharpen your debate skills, and strengthen your intellectual self-defense. Series features great people like Larkin Rose, James Corbett, Wes Bertrand, Derek J. Freeman, and many others. SchoolSucksProject.com. Did I mention it's free? Go and check it out. SchoolSucksProject.com. As we go to the phones here and to the fun, I know, Johnson, you've got the Overstock story. We can get to that. But Mark's on the line in Kuntokuk, New Hampshire. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, how you doing, Ian?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Not too much. I've been down to visit your place. And first of all, I wanted to thank you for being on N3 Live.
Oh, N3, right, the Next News Network. This is a video streaming service that is available online. They're doing 24/7 liberty-oriented video, which is really exciting. So the Next News Network.
Yeah, that's awesome. And they do a heck of a job on the news, and so do you. And I also wanted to bring up the FSP, the Free State Project in New Hampshire.
And by the way, Mark, that's nextnewsnetwork.com is their website, and if you go to their site, you can see us. We're there. They've got our cam feed, and it's actually a special feed specifically for them. We actually stream two video streams that's out cool. of here. We stream one to live stream, and we mm-hmm. stream another one specifically to the Next News Network. So I just wanted to point people in the right direction there. So hello to and welcome to everybody listening on N3. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up the Free State Project in New Hampshire, and how proud I am of all the people that have come to this state, but how disappointed I am with the people from this state who have been so far against it. All the people that come here from other states have come here because they're liberty-minded people, and the people that have been against it have really blown me away. What are your thoughts about that, Ian?
Well, I mean, there are some people who are against the Free State Project, and I think that many of them tend to work for the state, or they have family members who work for the state. And so they see the Free State Project participants, the over 1,500 of them that are already here and the thousands more who've pledged to come, they see that as a huge threat to their legitimacy, a huge threat to their power structure, and naturally they're going to be against it. And because they're against it, it means they're going to spread lies, they're going to spread misinformation about Free State Project participants, and they're going to do everything they possibly can within their power to preserve their power.
That's 100% right, but I also get a kick out of it because the more that they spread lies about the Free State people, the more famous in a lot of people's eyes the Free State people become.
True. Mm-hmm. They would be smart to ignore us because if they were to ignore the activists, it would take us longer. You know, it would if they, for instance, would ignore the Robin Hooders, we wouldn't have gotten the same level of press coverage that we got by filling people's meters. We got the press coverage when they sued us. When they sued us in court is when we blew up into Good Morning America and Fox News right. and MSNBC and all that. So had they ignored us, it would have been a longer process for us to get even near the same. We would never have gotten that amount of press coverage. So by paying attention to us and by considering us a threat and acting that way, they just pump us up even further and make the Free State Project an even more attractive destination for people that are interested in getting involved in doing activism.
Yeah, I've been very pleased to meet a lot of the new Free Staters that come up and at the Pork Fest, so on and so forth, and during regular activist activities, which are growing in this state. As a matter of fact, I believe that Scott Brown was in Nashua tonight, and I wanted to bring that up with you.
Yeah, this is some scumbag Republican from Massachusetts.
Yeah, some rhino That's piece of, you know.
Right. Yeah. What about him? I mean, yay, another politician talking to people.
Yeah.
And
I guess what he wants to do is replace the dirtbag we've got up here, Shaheen, and get New Hampshire people where guns are a strong issue and very well protected. That I think the idea is to put him up in here because he's got a little more guts than Shaheen has.
I don't know about that. I mean, he seems like another weenie politician to me. I mean, he's just another statist, one to control you. I mean, there was some sort of big hubbub about him taking office down in Massachusetts a couple of years ago, but he didn't do anything for freedom there. He's just a Republican. I mean, Republicans,
yeah.
Democrats
totally,
are all the same.
Totally agree. He's, I think the idea is they figure New Hampshire people are people around this world are dumb. And, the people of New Hampshire see Scott Brown coming. And just because he's got that label and it says that he's a Republican, they feel like the ignorant will go and vote for him.
They may be right. But hopefully we'll see some challengers as time goes on. Maybe not this year, because that's a pretty big race and it costs a lot of money to get into that. But we've seen Free State Project participants winning local election to state representative seats. And eventually some of those people are going to become bigger names in New Hampshire, and they'll be able to run against people like this Scott Brown or whoever else, whatever big fancy Democrats or Republicans there are running, and actually bring somebody who actually cares about freedom into the race and bring those ideas to the forefront. And I think we're going to see more of that over time. So to me, you know, Scott Brown running is just incidental. It doesn't mean anything at all to me. It won't really have any effect in the long run over what's going to happen here, because we've got 15,000 plus people who pledged to make the move here as part of the Free State Project. We're going to get to 20,000 probably within the next year or two. And then there's a 5-year window where all those 20,000 people will have to move here. And that's just going to change the lay of the land significantly. Already Free Staters are having a huge impact here with the help of New Hampshire natives. I mean, the New Hampshire natives, I think, are key to all of this, because we can't do it without you. You know, we can't do it without the New Hampshire natives who care about freedom. We wouldn't be enough. Free Staters alone wouldn't be enough to make a difference. But the people who love liberty, who've lived here their whole lives or who've lived here a long time, those are really the linchpin. And I thank you, Mark, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Lauren, listening somewhere in the U.S. Lauren, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian. How are you tonight?
Good. What's on your mind tonight, Lauren?
I'm a little depressed.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear about
why.
That.
You know, I don't understand why everyone makes fun of what they don't understand. You know, every says this exact same thing. If you don't make it, it isn't real. And like,
what everybody makes fun of the what now? I'm sorry. Tell you what, hold on a moment. We'll bring you back here in a moment. I'm sorry to hear that you're upset. We'll see if we can find out more about what it is she's talking about here in a moment. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. The latest on the Pussy Riot Girls. I do want to get that story out here tonight. I think it's pretty important. Also, we'll tell you about Overstock. It's pretty exciting news about Bitcoin being involved with them and their libertarian founder. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Hey, you can take control here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll-free line. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show, username lrn.fm. So you've got some Bitcoin sitting in your wallet, and they're just burning a hole in your wallet. You're just wondering, what can I spend these things on? Someone's told you, hey, those Bitcoins are nonsense. You can't buy anything with Bitcoins. Well, maybe you haven't been to BitcoinStore.com. BitcoinStore.com has more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment at a 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor. You need computer parts? You need electronics? BitcoinStore.com probably has what you're looking for, or something competitive with what you're looking for. They've got name brand products that you know. BitcoinStore.com, go ahead, compare the price online, compare it to Amazon, compare it to Overstock, compare it to whatever else is out there, and you'll find the Bitcoin store probably beats their price. And you can spend your Bitcoins and get stuff. I know Mark just got a brand new laptop.
I got a video card from Bitcoin store. And actually, the one I had ordered just went out of stock, and they were very helpful to help me find something competitive, a competitive alternative.
Excellent. And so customer service, then.
Yeah, customer service, yep. And Bitcoin it was actually ended up being better than the one that I originally wanted.
So you're happy, then?
Yeah, not only that, I got like a discount on that.
Did you get the free shipping?
I believe so.
Because anything over $100, any shipment over
$100. I wasn't really paying attention, but yeah. I believe I did. Yeah, it was definitely worth it.
It's cheap shipping if it's under $100, but if your total's over $100, then $100 worth, it'll be free shipping at BitcoinStore.com. All right, so let's go back to Lauren. She says she's depressed. Lauren, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, you're on with Johnson as well. Go ahead, Lauren.
Hi, Johnson. Why do everybody make fun of what they don't understand?
Well, I don't know if everybody makes fun of what they don't understand.
Well, they make fun of a lot of things. And one of the things that they make
fun of...
Who's they? PezWiki, you guys. You guys made fun of me last night.
How did we make fun of you?
I wasn't here last night.
How did we make fun of you?
Can you give me a second? You know, if you guys basically said, if you don't make it, it isn't real. Well, Ian, last night you said, I agree with what you said. You said, me, myself, and I shouldn't be the one who decides my limits. I'm the one who knows best, so I should be the one that makes those decisions for my life. And it's what self-government's about.
I'm missing your context here. Are you talking about the invention that you were discussing last night when you called in?
Yeah, the homopolar generator, yes. My limit is thinking about it, not making it.
The what?
Some kind of generator.
My limit is thinking about it, not making it.
Who's thinking about it?
My limit. What I limit myself to is thinking about it, not making it. I don't make
That's
things.
Fine. Well,
I
wasn't making fun of you. I was asking you questions because you called the show to present this idea. We've had people call in all the time over the last decade presenting some new free energy device. And, in your case, this is an old device.
What is this thing that you're thinking about? What is this thing you're thinking about? I haven't heard this because I wasn't here last night.
I tried to explain it, and I failed miserably. I should have taken instead of doing what I call the heater, which is what I was trying to explain to you guys last night, the homopolar generator that's in a zero-ohm field. And it basically
you can't explain this. Either you're really bad at explaining it, or it's just not explainable in a short period of time.
I'm hearing a lot of words I haven't heard before.
Right. We don't have time for a science lecture here.
Do you have, a background in physics?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, but our listeners don't. Our listeners don't have a background.
I need to break it down.
It's real simple. You take a magnet and you put a copper plate up to it. You spin the copper plate. When the copper plate spins, it generates current. It's the simplest DC generator in the world.
Right, and you called up saying it was going to make all kinds of hundreds of thousands of volts of current, and it was this really efficient thing.
No, not volts. It makes 1 or 2 volts, but it makes hundreds of thousands of amps. And amps is where power comes from.
Cool. I mean, like I said, that sounds really impressive, lots of big numbers, lots of sciencey-sounding things. But as you said, you're not making these things, and nobody else really seems to be.
Right.
So
why isn't no one else making these?
But that's all. I wasn't making fun of you, Lauren. I was asking you why people aren't making these things.
You said you wanted to know why they're not used today. They are. But they're not used as batteries or heaters. They're used in the military. And that's part of the story you don't want out there. You were talking about that earlier. This guy that created the book what was the book? The one where you can make weapons and stuff?
The Anarchist Cookbook?
Yeah, you don't want to have this information out there.
Can you clarify why Ian doesn't want to have this information out
there? Why would I not want to have this information out there? I've got a website, Lauren, where you can go. Lauren, I'd like to speak with you without you interrupting. You said I don't want it out there. We have a website where you can go right now and submit whatever information you want. It will appear on the front page of our website for everyone who goes there to see it, and no one's going to stop you from doing that. So go ahead, put it out there. You've already called in to talk about it twice now. What makes you think you're not getting the information out? Just because I won't let you give schematics over the air?
No, it's not schematics. It's not
you didn't answer my question. What makes you think you can't get this information out? You've called twice now about it. How much airtime do you have to be given before it's considered you being allowed to give information out? Is it a half hour? Do you need a full hour here to explain what the homopolar generator is to our listeners?
No.
Okay, good, because you're definitely not going to get that much time on Free Talk Live. But you have been able to call and explain it. You have been able to call and promote it. And anybody that wants to can go and Google homopolar generator, and here's a Wikipedia article all about it. So last night,
if you don't want to move from theoretical physics to applied physics, then maybe you just need to be a writer.
There are no articles out there from turning.
Maybe you should create one.
Yeah, write one and then link to it.
I did.
Then link to it.
You don't what?
I don't post out on the web.
Well, then I'm sorry. I can't help you, Lauren. No. If you don't,
then you're not getting made fun of because people don't understand you. You're getting made fun of because you're being ridiculous. Because you don't want people to understand you, and that's why you get made fun of. Because your attitude stinks, and people don't like that. And that's why you're getting made fun of.
Well, Johnson,
because
right.
you're being antisocial
right.
and you're being awful.
Johnson's being harsh right now.
That's why I'm a little depressed because you guys, you don't. You're
because
right.
you don't want to help other people.
I'd like to apologize for Johnson. He's very harsh towards people, Lauren.
I may be harsh, but you know what? You're being selfish. You don't want to explain your invention to things. You want to keep it all to yourself. And you don't, you know, if you really have something and you don't want to share it with the world, then that's your fault. And if people are going to make fun of you, then you know what?
It's
your own fault.
I have shared it out, but I can't get it out to where I want it to. I tried to get it out to Pez Wiki, and they wouldn't take it.
Well, stop blaming everybody
else.
Put
your own website. It's the internet. You can make your own website in 10 minutes. Go to squarespace.com. You can have your own website fairly quickly.
Take responsibility for your own actions. That's why I'm getting so upset with you, is because you're not taking responsibility for yourself.
I think you're justified, Johnson, in how frustrated you are here, because it is frustrating. You know, you say that you want to get an idea out, Lauren, but you're not willing to take the steps necessary to get the idea out. You're relying on other people to do it for you. And I just told you that I have a tool that you can use. You go to our website and submit your link, but you don't have a link because you won't put it online. Good luck, Lauren. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. I wasn't making fun of her. You
right.
might have been, Johnson, but I wasn't making
fun of her. I was
getting
there. I was getting to the point of where I was going to start.
I feel sorry for her.
Right.
I mean, maybe she's paranoid. I didn't want to keep her on to get into the details as to why. Why don't you want to put it online?
Maybe she's rightfully paranoid. Maybe she wants to do her invention. Maybe she does have an invention. Maybe she's got something.
This is not
a new
invention. To be
honest, it doesn't sound like it, because what she's talking about violates some very basic principles of physics. But she probably has a more of a physics background than I do, because she said she had a physics background. I don't know how legitimate that actually is.
It's
whether
not
or not she's actually
invention.
Studied at some sort of thing. But
this thing goes way back. I mean, this
right.
Nikola Tesla had an article about this thing in 1891, according to Wikipedia here. I mean, there is information about the homopolar generator online. I don't know why
right.
she's saying there isn't anything online about it.
Right.
I'm right
of
here
course,
on the Wikipedia
ridiculous.
Page. And
there's not sensors on the. I mean, like, yeah, there are some things that get censored. A little bit, but, I mean, for the most part, if you really want to find information on the internet, you're going to be able to find whatever you want.
Right. So,
you know, they don't want animal porn on the internet, but guess what? It exists. You can find it.
If you think you can just call into Free Talk Live and we're just going to accept everything you tell us, oh, that's great. That sounds like a wonderful invention. Well, hold on. If you've got this great invention, prove it. Proof of concept. What do you got? Show it to the world.
No, they don't want you to find plans for a nuke, but guess what? You can find them online.
We'll come back with more here in a moment. Share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free, bring us anything you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. The Pro XBN toll free line, 855-450-3733. Tonight with you, Ian here.
And Johnson.
Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. If you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming an amplifier. AMP stands for advertise, market, and promote. And a simple concept. You send $5 a month into Free Talk Live. We invest it into Free Talk Live. Get on more radio stations. We're on over 130 stations right now. We can be on hundreds more. There's probably at least 500 that we could, in theory, that's like probably the max. Five to 600, somewhere in there, is the max. We've got a lot of growing room here, and we can do it with your help at the AMP program, amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Your AMP dollars right now, if you donate between now and Christmas, you can get Bitcoin back for your AMP. So if you donate $5 a month, you'll get $5 worth of Bitcoin back for your first month AMP. So basically, it's a wash for you. We get the $5 donation. We've got a very generous individual who's ponying up the Bitcoin. So it's not coming from us. Mm-hmm. It's coming from an individual who's helping the show out. And we've got a bonus going on where when you donate to the Free Talk Live AMP program, there are matching contributors up to $950 per month who will match your contribution. So if you become a Free Talk Live amplifier for $5 a month, it's like doing it for $10. If you become a $10 a month AMP, it's like doing it for $20. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. That matching, the Bitcoin offer is only good through Christmas, but the matching offer is good beyond that, beyond it for several months. But still, if you want to get that Bitcoin bonus, do that now. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. One-time contributions do not qualify for the Bitcoin bonus. You do have to sign up for the AMP program. Amp.freetalklive.com makes a big difference for us. Something else that can make a difference is a simple act of switching your brand of coffee to BuzzBox coffee. You can make a difference in people's lives around the world. If we get 1,000 Free Talk Live listeners who love coffee to join us by switching to BuzzBox coffee, then we'll be able to get the gift of freedom through at least 100 microloans via World Vision. You can truly change lives forever internationally and at the same time enjoy the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted. USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fair traded, and of course you save money off of going to those fancy coffee shops. Coffee.freetalklive.com is where you can go and get signed up for the auto ship program, which is customizable to your usage. And the first pound of coffee that you get from BuzzBox Coffee is free. You just have to pay the shipping costs. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com and give it a shot. I think you're going to enjoy it, and they think so too. That's why they're going to give you that free pound as long as you cover the shipping costs at coffee.freetalklive.com. We're going to continue here. Real quick news and then back to your phone calls because we've been teasing this the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
Overstock.com CEO is ready to implement Bitcoin acceptance on his website. We actually talked with Patrick Byrne several years ago. It was 2009. I went to our guests page at guests.freetalklive.com, and we did interview Patrick back a while back about being a libertarian and being in business and Overstock.com and what they're all about. And apparently Overstock's still around, so that's a good sign. And they are getting involved in Bitcoin. The project is at an early stage, according to blogs.marketwatch.com. But Byrne has assigned a team of 6 to 12 people that are going to be focusing on working on getting Bitcoin payments accepted at Overstock.com. This is a fairly major website. He says, I've come to understand Bitcoin better and decided it's something we do want to be associated with. It would just be another payment option, but beyond that, I don't know the technical details of how we would store it and such. And of course he doesn't. He's the CEO of the business. He's got people to figure that out. But it's a pretty big deal when Overstock.com announces they're going to take this. Will that mean that Amazon will be close on their tail? Who will go next? As more businesses accept Bitcoin, more businesses are encouraged to accept Bitcoin to be competitive.
Yep, and it's not too far off though with Amazon, because you can get those gift cards now through a gift or the GYFT.
Yeah, but that's still an extra step.
Sure, it is.
It's more work than should be necessary, and this may be what it takes to start encouraging others to jump on board to make it native. Can you imagine when you go to Overstock.com, rather than choosing credit card, you'll get to choose Bitcoin. Once this gets implemented, it hasn't happened yet. They're just talking about doing it, but he sounds pretty serious about it, and he's a very liberty-minded guy.
I recommend people try to find this article too, because some of the quotes that he has to say about Bitcoin, we can't trust the government to handle money, essentially is what he says.
He's definitely liberty-minded.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's go to the phones here and talk to Dave, listening in New York. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just had a question about the site. When people log in to submit information, do they put in, like, their username or email? Because I've registered on the site, and I don't know if I should put in my email or username. My password is fine. I'm just wondering, like, is it email, username?
We don't really do technical support on the air here at Free Talk Live, but I'm pretty sure you can use your username to log into the site. I don't know if email is accepted. I know for sure username is, but go to freetalklive.com, and you should be able to log in there once you've created your account. Go through the account creation process. Of course, it's all completely free. Dave, thanks for the time of the call tonight. We appreciate it. Let's go to Robert, listening in Bellows Falls, Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live, Robert.
Merry Christmas, if it applies.
Hey, Robert, go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Hey, I heard earlier in the weekend that Derek Jeter was not going to be doing, like, he was doing these little segments there in the beginning of the hour or on a half hour.
Jeter?
And where is this? This is a sports guy, right?
No, he's confusing Derek Jeter.
Okay, that
I was like, what? Some sport? He was like a
Derek
sports player,
Jay
right?
Is now a Yankee.
Okay, so it's a baseball guy, Derek Jeter. So what was your concern, Robert, about Derek Jay?
It was said that he wasn't going to be doing that on the hour or on the half hour anymore.
Yeah, I know. It's very sad. I loved Derek Jay's Peace News Now, top of the hour news that he was doing. He was doing a daily 5-minute newscast, and it was very, very good. Unfortunately, he just wasn't pulling in the money that really would have made it worth his while.
You could advertise with him.
Okay.
Maybe he'll do it if you start advertising with him.
All right. So my question is that has Free Talk Live maybe considered maybe taking the guy on board there, maybe?
I love Derek Jay. He's actually used to host the show with us, Robert, a couple years back. He was on here regularly on Tuesday nights, and then when he left after being jailed by the city of Keene, he left for 2 years. He's on an exile right now from New Hampshire, but he will be coming back. It's his intention to return to Keene at some point in 2014, I believe. Probably it's realistic that he'll be here in time for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I'm just speculating on that. I know he does intend to come back sometime next year. And I certainly, if Derek Jay's going to live in Keene, I certainly intend to give him another spot on the radio. I think the guy is pure talent, and he's probably my favorite host on LRN.FM. I think he's just absolutely great. And you can still get his long-form show, Robert, which is also called Peace News Now. He's got a two-hour long-form show that he does twice a week, once on Sundays, another time on Tuesdays. And I believe he's posting those on his website at peacenewsnow.com. And thank you, Robert, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And I'm sure Derek Jay appreciates. I know he's gotten a lot of notes of appreciation from people once he stopped doing his five-minute podcast. And it's just, it's a lot of work. I mean, putting together, I used to do a five-minute newscast once a week for Free Keene. I stopped doing that after a while just because I had too many other things on my plate. There were just all kinds of things vying for my attention.
Yeah, when you first started asking about doing a news segment for LRN, I jumped into starting to do my hand at it. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to be able to just do this on a regular basis.
It's hard.
There's a massive commitment.
There's news gathering.
It was more than I thought when I first got into it.
You have to actually gather the news first. Then you have to write up the, you know, the script.
Yep.
You have to then deliver the script. You then have to put it online.
Yeah. And if you deliver the script wrong, you've got to edit. And
yeah. So it's a lot of work. So let's go to Philip. He is on Skype. Philip in Michigan. Go ahead, sir.
Well, you know, just really quick about Santa. If he does exist, for the sake of conversation, he must work for the NSA, because he knows when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake, and he knows if you've been bad or good. So, just saying.
You borrowed that one from Facebook, Phil. Come on. You don't deserve credit.
I actually posted that to Facebook myself.
Oh, really?
Recently.
You originated that one?
Oh, if I didn't originate it, I came up with it independently.
Okay, very good, very good. I'll give you credit for it then. That's cute. Yes. Thanks for the call tonight, man. Yep. Appreciate hearing from you. Other news, Pussy Riot is out. Nadezhda Tolokonikova and Maria Alekhina were released from prison, according to USAtoday.com. As you may have heard, there was a Russian amnesty law that was passed. Now, some are suspecting the amnesty law has to do with the fact that apparently the Olympics are coming up in Russia at some point in the future, and so they want to make it look like they care now about human rights. So they're releasing the girls from Pussy Riot.
Right.
Which is very good news.
Fantastic.
I mean, it sucks.
What
that
are they going to do now, though, I wonder? Are they going to stay there and keep fighting, or are they going to flee? I think it's probably time for them to just get out.
Good
get
question.
Out,
you know, are they corrected from their time in prison? They did spend the good portion of 2 years. Their sentence was for 2 years. They were basically released 3 months early.
Right.
So, I mean, it's something.
Yeah.
Glad they're out and glad they're still alive, and that is a good question. What will they do next? We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Woolery. You want to feel like $1 million today? Have all the confidence in the world? Well, it can't happen if you have bad breath, so why don't you do what I do? Get your hands on Smart Mouth Mouthwash and get 12 hours of fresh breath. Rinse at night, wake up without nasty morning breath. Rinse in the morning, fresh breath all day. For 40 cents a rinse, have confidence that you can't get with any other mouthwash. So put your money where your mouth is. Smart Mouth, 12-hour mouthwash. It's in stores everywhere.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.